Tracy Emin, in her own words. Breakfast with Frost. Broadcast on BBC One, 7th of November, 1999.
Yeah, the bed. Well, actually, I started with the bed. The bed I showed in Japan about a year ago in Tokyo. And so the bed is in... I mean, I've been thinking about the bed for about a year and a half, and a year ago I showed it. And so for the Turner Prize, I was nominated for my exhibition in Japan, in Tokyo, and for my show in New York. Both exhibitions, this piece was shown. So it would be expected of me, the Tate would expect me to show this piece of work there, yeah, because that's partly what I was nominated on.
And what is it that makes it, the question everybody asks, what is it that makes a ruffled bed the detritus, as one paper wrote about it, because people may be having breakfast. But what makes that art rather than just a rumpled bed?
Well, the first thing that makes it art is because I say that it is.
You say that it is.
I say that
it is. The second thing is the Tate says it is.
Yeah.
But what about apart from that?
Because it's the whole... people have totally misunderstood this piece of work. For me, this piece of work is about all the things to do with living. Not death, as some people said, but living, like waking up, feeling lonely. And also the bed, you can see it's like a place of maybe some kind of like wild sex, something really passionate has happened there, something really emotional. And my actual, that is my actual bed, that is my actual sheets, they are my actual possessions. But if people think that it always looked like that, or there was only one newspaper there were hundreds of newspapers there, you know, and I chose to leave that one particular one there. I've edited and I've contrived how I think it looks, because for me it had to be aesthetic, it had to look beautiful. And from a distance, for me it looks like something from some kind of 17th century boudoir. It looks like a place of...
So fashion. When you do something like this, what do you want the viewer, the visitor to the gallery, to say? You presumably don't want him to say, or her, "I think that's beautiful." What sort of thing?
No one's actually said that. Only me.
Yeah.
Only
do you think it's beautiful?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really beautiful. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have shown it. Yeah.
But what do you want people to say about it?
I don't necessarily want people. People have said too much about it, for one thing. I want people to feel something about it. I want people to feel like, yeah, I've been there. I know what that feels like, or I'm never going there. That kind of feeling. From a lot of letters that I've got from people, and kind of quite a positive response, people have said, "Oh, I'm really pleased to see, that's how I feel. Your bed represents how I felt in my life sometimes." And that maybe they're choosing to use the bed as like despair or something.
And if one of our viewers is sitting at home and gets fascinated by what you're saying and goes off, rumples their bed, chucks a few condoms around or whatever the other things down there that we don't mention, if someone went and did that, right, with their bed, having had a great night last night, as you were saying, right, would that be art?
No, it wouldn't.
Why would that not be art and what you do be art?
Because it's seminal. What I've done, it's the first time anyone's... This is what's
no
made people
intended.
Angry. Yeah. This is what's made people angry, because they can't believe that it's art. And this is why it's caused such a fuss in the press. It's because I'm the first person to actually show my bed, my actual dirty sheets and everything, and say, you know, this is... It's like a trace of my existence. And so often with art, you look at a Van Gogh painting. It isn't the painting that's so important. Van Gogh was really important. It's the artist who has the idea, that has the essence, that makes the art. Without the artist, you don't have the art. That's impossible. And also, if I was to have cast this in bronze or put a big... like a vitrine over the top, people would have treated it very differently. The fact that it looks so poor, the fact that anyone has people don't have to throw a few condoms around or ruffle the beds up. They can just go into their bedroom now and have a look at it from the night before. Sometimes your bed makes you feel... People die in bed, people are born in bed, people make love in bed. It's an important place.
And what about the reaction of the two guys who jumped on the bed? Now, was that something you... Tracy, that you would deplore, or were they entering into the spirit of the
All I can
bed?
Say about them is they're really lucky I wasn't there. They were really lucky.
What would you have done to them?
I would have definitely have... I mean, I think if I'd have been there, then I would have definitely pressed charges with the police, because I was in tears that weekend. And what people don't realise, it is wrong to destroy people's art. You couldn't go into a bar and start smashing up tables and bottles. You'd be arrested. You know, and this isn't... It's just not the value of the work that's important. This is my work, my space. I created it. And how dare they?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?